Das war der Song Afro Joy von Ben Quanti. Er ist von der Elfenbeinküste und steht jetzt bei mir im Studio. Hi Ben, welcome. Hi.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you that you're here. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. We listened to Afro Boy. Afro Joy, your song. And you told me before it has something to do with Düsseldorf. What is the connection behind it?
Well, the connection is very, very simple. I was in a plane on my way to Düsseldorf when all the idea about Afro Joy came into my head. And the first recording was here in Düsseldorf by a good friend of mine. I'm talking about Roger and Zimmel at D Square Studio, right here in Düsseldorf.
Yeah, cool.
That was the first recording of Afro Joy. I mean, the first note we put down to begin with this song. And now that's what you hear now. It's called Afro Joy, yeah.
So, and now you live not in Germany, but in Portugal,
yeah.
And you work there as a producer and DJ.
Yeah.
How did you get there?
Well, I make a long story short, which is, I'm from the Elfenbeinküste, as you know. France is the country where we have connection. So I came to Paris. I was very, very, very small boy. Somehow I ended here in Germany, somewhere in Paderborn. And a owner of a club saw me spinning, DJing, and he invited me to Portugal. And I loved it there, of course. I left Germany, it was in February, and it was sun shining in Portugal. So I guess I just got loved in that country, and I stayed there.
But do you miss something of Germany, or is it cool that you are in Portugal right now?
If I tell you what I miss mostly in Germany, you might laugh about it. I miss the weather.
Ah, okay. Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre. You may say that, but I miss the weather because I love snow sometimes, you know, all the time sun shining. But one thing I love the most, and you might say it's bizarre, I cannot be in Germany without the first step I step in Germany. The first thing I have is a nice bratwurst.
Okay, we come to your music now. We listened to one of your songs, but maybe you want to tell us the kind of color which is in your music. What kind of music do you do in general? You have many songs, so what is the kind of your art?
Yeah, I'm into a little bit of everything. I do mostly the roots music. I mean, Afro and some roots reggae, hip hop, and R&B, I try to touch everything. I'm a kind of versatile DJ and producer myself. I produce like love songs, like happy songs, like sad songs, like everything what touch people. That's what I try to do.
Okay, and where did you get your ideas for a new song? When you told us when you were on the plane to Düsseldorf, you had the idea about the song Afro Joy, but maybe there are some other situations or some people that
inspire me.
Yeah, that inspire you. Yeah,
I got my inspiration through a lot of things, living situation, sadness, happiness, joy, like you heard at party time, through friends, stories. I try to make what we live every day, I try to put it into words and put some feelings inside and try to come up with something that can be useful. I mean, if it's a sad song, you can listen to it and you feel a little bit good. If it's a happy song, when you're down, you listen to it and you feel bouncing, you know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do. But the inspiration comes from, it comes naturally. I may be in the plane, I may be playing on PlayStation, I may be in the car with friends. It comes naturally.
So every day could be a moment for a new song. Okay. Yeah. Now we could talk about your job as a DJ. I always hear from people, oh, I would like to be a DJ. It's the coolest job in the world, some tell me. So is that true? Is it as cool as I imagine?
It's the hardest job you may think about, because everything what you do, when you are spinning, like we say, when you play, it should come out of your head. Nobody tells you, this is it, that is it, that's what you have to play. It comes out of your head. And, you know, it's very difficult when something comes from inside. You have to face 100, even 2 people. You're playing for 2 people dancing. If you're not really prepared, you might miss up, you know. Then imagine about playing for 10,000 mm-hmm. people. You know, you have to be really prepared. It's not coming out of the room as a room DJ and face people. And it's a job that every minute you are working, as long as you are awake, every minute you are working in your head, you hear a sound in the radio, you might stop to listen to it and think about, can I use this song? Like me, for instance, I play all kind of music. You might see me playing suddenly soulful, hip hop, and then transit into rock music, pop music, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, and because I try to satisfy everybody. That's what I do.
You feel the vibes and the crowd wants.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. You do that a long time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How long?
Whoa, talking about what? Almost 30 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you have,
experience.
Many experience. Much experience. And maybe the next song we hear from you is Amour pour la vie.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to tell us the story behind it so that we get a connection to the song.
Yeah, very easy. It's a man who's crazy in love with a girl. And
that tells all.
That tells all. And I dedicate this song to all the lovers in the world, because it takes love to make life. And since we are getting into, we are walking straight into the big date of lovers.
The Valentine's Day,
which is going to be in about 2 weeks. So I dedicate this one to all the lovers in the world.
Okay, then and now for all, Amour pour la vie von Ben Quanti. Er war hier bei mir im Studio. Thank you, Ben, for coming.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm the one who's pleased to be here.
Thank you. Ihr hört den Song jetzt und könnt euch schon mal auf Valentinstag einstellen.
C'est amour pour la vie.
Oh, c'est amour pour la vie.
Et nous de la c'est. qu'elle ouvre des planchers noirs. Mais j'aime aucune égale à toi. Non, bébé, j'aime aucune égale à toi. Et nous de là, c'est amour pour la vie, baby. Oh, nous de là, c'est amour pour la vie. C'est amour pour la vie.
Singer.